AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the 75th anniversary of D-Day, dignitaries like President Trump were there in France, and so were the people who fought on that day, leading the Allies to victory in Europe. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
At the event overlooking Omaha Beach, the president mentioned some D-Day survivors who were on hand.
Army medic Ray Lambert.
No, I did not know that the president was going to mention my name.
And more than that.
He dragged out one man after another.
I didn't take it that it was personally for me. He was talking about the American soldiers that had given their lives.
Sitting in the American military cemetery afterward, those buried there were on the 98-year-old Lambert's mind.
These men were all my brothers.
I'm Sagar Magani.
In New York, an Army military training vehicle overturned, killing one cadet. West Point Superintendent Lieutenant Darrell Williams says they don't know why this happened.
It is not common for these vehicles to turn over. It's very rough terrain. You can see the hills we have here. We want to make sure that our soldiers and our cadets train in realistic training environment. So this is a part of our realistic training.
22 other cadets were injured. Trade talks between the U.S. and Mexico continue for a second day. President Trump set a deadline. If Mexico doesn't toughen immigration laws by Monday, there will be a 5% tariff. Some Republicans in the Senate don't like the idea of a tariff.
Told Mexico the tariffs go on, and I mean it too. And I'm very happy with it. And a lot of people, senators included, they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to tariffs. They have absolutely no idea.
Mexico's foreign secretary spent several hours at the State Department. House Democrats unveiled a resolution that would authorize contempt cases against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn for failing to comply with subpoenas. President Trump has vowed to stonewall Democrats. This is AP Radio News. Worker productivity is on the rise.
The Labor Department says productivity grew at a rate of 3.4% from January through March, the best showing in more than 4 years. However, it was down slightly from the initial estimate of 3.6% made last month. That was mainly due to a downward revision in the gross domestic product. The first quarter gain was more than double the fourth quarter increase. Productivity is the amount of output per hour of work. It's a key factor in determining the economy's growth potential. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Feeling stressed out? Your dog may be feeling it too. Some new research from Sweden shows dog owners who experience long bouts of stress can transfer it to their dogs. Researchers look for a hormone found in hair called cortisol. It responds to stress. Patterns of cortisol levels in the hair of dog owners closely match that found in their dogs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.